In many ways, the forest parts of the farm have as much value as the row cropping parts of the farm.
And that's Dan Lynch of Owen County. He's a woodland owner and board member of the Indiana Forestry and Woodland Owners Association, or IFWO for short.
I'm a ninth generation woodland owner in Indiana. Our mixed-use farm in southwest central Indiana is part woodland, part row crop, and we have some cattle operation. The 400 acres that we have is about a third timber, about a third pasture, and about a third row crop. It's rough country. We've got hills and dales that are unfarmable, but they've been cultivated by the family over the years for wood and forestry products.
Lynch says that harvesting the timber from his woodland property is just one revenue stream for his farm.
I've established a pretty good relationship with the hunters that they come in from Indianapolis and hunt the property. The demand for hunting just continues to explode. Cash rent prices for hunting leases are pretty high now. They can be $20 an acre, and when you have a mixed-use farm with a lot of edging, it's thick with deer and turkey. So I've been leasing to the same people for a number of years, and it's a good relationship.
He adds that IFWO has been an outstanding resource along the way.
I constantly am calling people that I've met at IFWO with questions, looking for consulting advice. There's Purdue Ag Extension is very involved, the forestry department at Purdue. The DNR is involved. And so it's a good mix of resources and expertise to help a landowner. Nobody knows everything about these forests, and you can always find somebody that'll help you with your questions about forest, land, water runoff, invasive species, just a number of items.
For more information about the Indiana Forestry and Woodland Owners Association, stop by their booth at the Hoosier Hardwood Festival this weekend, August 25th through 27th at the Boone County Fairgrounds in Lebanon. For more information, visit ifwoa.org. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm radio network.